This episode is brought to you by my new and improved dating and masculinity course, the Adult Man Dating and Masculinity Transformation Package. Get the entire system that helped me go from dating zero to dating hero in my own life as a man. Plus, for the first time ever, gain access to my in-depth, full-length guide on modern evolutionary masculinity and how to become the ultimate masculine man that women actually desire, respect, and crave in the men they date. The package also comes with 3 ebooks, access to monthly group coaching calls, and 2 in-depth email question replies from me, Joshua K. Sagafis, about any topic that you want to know more about. This is the full Dating and Masculinity Transformation Package. Grab it today at a super competitive introductory price and get started on the path to creating the dating life of your dreams. Just click on the link in the description to learn more. As I always say, life is too short for a dating life that sucks. All right, now let's get on to today's episode.
Hello, gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Joshua Sagafis Podcast. This is the podcast where you learn how to increase your attraction, level up your dating game, and embrace the alpha mentality. Today we're talking about 3 things you must do on every first date. If you are wondering how to navigate a first date to be the most attractive possible, to actually broadcast your evolutionary masculinity, to give yourself your best odds of showing her that you're an actual high value man, then every single date you want to do these 3 things. First of all, you want to greet her warmly and make her feel welcome. The energy that you want to take with you into a first date should always be this. You should always assume that you are the one who will be making her feel comfortable, not the other way around. Some men feel that their nervousness is the woman's responsibility to fix. And this is the wrong approach. This is not the masculine approach. The masculine approach is for, as a man, for you to be 100% self-validated and confident at all times, and then you can welcome her into the space and you can make her feel at ease. And this is a very masculine approach. Step number 2, start your conversation on common ground. If you met on a dating app, you probably talked about some things before. Start with those topics. If you have talked to her before and you already have some topics in common, start with those topics, because this will help to break that ice and ease the two of you into conversation without you needing to break a whole bunch of new ground. If you've already talked about some things before, if you already know what her hobbies are, if you already know what kinds of things she's into, start with those topics. This will help her to feel more at ease and will help her to just in general feel more comfortable opening up, getting settled into the space, and getting ready to have a good time for the date. And this is really important. A woman wants to feel secure, she wants to feel safe, she wants to feel comfortable in that environment, and as a man, it's your responsibility to help her to feel this way, to facilitate this, and this is the best way to do it. And then step number 3, most men really run into trouble with this part, and that is observe what I call the 5-10-20 rule. The 5-10-20 rule is simply this. By 5 minutes in, make sure that you're flirting with her, okay? And by flirting, I mean telling jokes, getting her laughing, giving her a hard time, maybe teasing a little bit, just a little light teasing, enough to engage in some conversational play, okay? By 10 minutes in, make sure that you're escalating with a little bit of light, innocuous touch. A lot of men are terrified to touch the woman they're on a date with, and you don't want to do anything too crazy. Don't overstep your boundaries as a gentleman, but light innocuous touching, you know, taking her hand, touching her hand a little bit, touching her on the arm, you know, these types of touches are very light, very innocuous. You can watch and see if she's receptive. If she's not, you know to back off. If she seems to enjoy it, if she is down with it, if she's still leaning in, still flirting with you, still engaging in lively conversation, you know, hey, there's this chemistry here. This is showing me that we're on the same page. We both are into this date. It is your responsibility as a man to make this a romantic exchange. It is your responsibility to create the setting wherein the two of you can start to engage in a little bit of intimacy and a little bit of emotional connectedness. And as a man, it is your responsibility to create this opportunity. A lot of men make the mistake of just letting this happen. They think, oh, well, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. But no, this is the wrong way to think about it. A man creates his own destiny. He creates the opportunity for intimacy, okay? And then by 20 minutes in, you go for the kiss. Sometimes you can extend this out to 30 minutes, but listen, here's the thing. A lot of men go wrong on this. A lot of men do not go in for that kiss soon enough. Listen, women don't want to show up to have girl talk about work for 2 hours. They showed up here on a date because they want to be romanced. They want to be seduced. They want to be swept off their feet by a powerful masculine man. So meet that challenge head on and be willing to be brave enough to go in for that kiss early. Do not wait until the end of the date. This is a common mistake that men make. In fact, you'll often hear women say things like, well, just wait to kiss till the end of the date. However, a lot of women who say this type of thing have not been properly romanced on a proper date by a truly masculine man, and you can probably change your perspective on that. Plus, you'll solidify yourself as a truly formidable man who knows what he wants and who is not afraid to be honest about his attraction to this woman sitting across from him. This is a very masculine, very attractive thing. If you follow these three steps, you will maximize your ability to broadcast high value attraction markers to the women you go on dates with, and this will absolutely give you your best chances for success. A lot of men are afraid of rejection, but do not fear rejection. If she's going to reject you, then you want the date to be over anyway. You want to move on to talk to women who are interested in you. This is one of the primary things you should be looking for as a man. You should only want to date women who are actually interested in you in the way that you are interested in them. So rejection, there's no reason to fear it. Face it head on. In fact, if you follow these steps correctly, the wrong women will probably reject you much sooner rather than later, and then you will know and you'll be able to move on and continue your dating journey with different women who are actually interested. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Joshua Segafis. I help men to improve their dating lives through the power of self-development, evolutionary masculinity, and the alpha mentality. Hit that like button, hit that subscribe button to follow for more tips. Thank you so much. Go with grace and never give up your power. This is Josh Segafis signing off.